Looking ahead, the tests that will define the coming week. The Iran diplomatic track will either produce a visible framework or break down entirely in the coming days. There is limited middle ground when airstrikes are occurring every night. The Pickaxe Mountain B-2 strike, if it proceeds, and Tehran's subsequent posture in the Strait of Hormuz will be the clearest indicators of which direction the situation is moving. Russian state media will be worth monitoring for signals about the autumn mobilization timeline, Zelensky's intelligence services flagged. The OpenAI Hugging Face 10-day disclosure gap is expected to draw regulatory scrutiny from the FTC and potentially EU AI Act enforcement bodies examining notification requirements for active AI-caused threats. Third-party benchmarkers gaining access to Microsoft's MAE models will test whether the company's 89% GPU cost reduction claim holds under independent evaluation. The Kimi K3 findings will fuel further debate about AI export controls and the limits of capability benchmarking as a policy instrument. In markets, the $825 billion tariff revenue gap over the next decade sounds abstract until it appears in deficit projections. And bond markets are expected to price that before Congress does. SpaceX share performance will track closely against continued Starship milestone progress, with Morgan Stanley's analysis suggesting meaningful recovery potential if the vehicle keeps performing. The identity of Tesla's undisclosed $1.95 billion AI hardware acquisition target is expected to emerge through Delaware corporate filings. And the time capsule from this week's program is a reminder about the standards that should govern all of it. An error about Ukraine striking ships in the landlocked Caspian Sea made it to air because the fog of an active military conflict means a meaningful percentage of initial reporting does not survive subsequent verification. Confirmed official statements and named expert analysis remain the most reliable anchors in fast-moving situations.